For the first time Monday, Iowans outside of the state were able to participate in the Iowa caucus. This year, the Iowa Democratic Party opened up the process for college students, people traveling, and others temporarily out of the state. They were able to gather at satellite locations, including in Milwaukee. As WUWM's Olivia Richardson reports, a large number of observers turned out to get a glimpse into the caucus procedures.
8 Iowans registered and 7 showed up at Marquette University, where the satellite caucus was held. They assembled to select delegates for their choice of Democratic presidential hopefuls. Jason Ray, secretary for the Democratic National Committee, explained the process.
A candidate must get 15% of those caucusing tonight to be considered what's called viable. And to be viable with the 8, it would be 2 individuals.
Ray indicated the process could take some time.
If for some reason there are candidates that are considered non-viable tonight, that there's one person at a candidate, they actually then get a period to what's called realign and move to another candidate that they want who was already deemed viable. So it's people getting up, publicly displaying who they want and moving about the room.
The caucus, however, lasted roughly 30 minutes, including party business before the vote. No candidates were deemed unviable.
This satellite caucus was awarded 4 delegate equivalents. Amy Klobuchar receives 1 delegate, Sanders 1 delegate, and Elizabeth Warren 2 delegates.
Cooper Warner participated in a caucus last election in Des Moines, Iowa, where she says the process took a considerable amount of time.
The first one I did when I was in college, and there were about 300 people. That one took about 3.5 hours, so this has been a lot more efficient.
Warner says a lot of time was spent on procedures and moving everyone around the room to discuss the pros and cons of the candidates. Most of the people at the Marquette Satellite Caucus were Marquette students, but Evan McCarthy is from Iowa City and is an attorney here in Milwaukee, while his girlfriend goes to school at Marquette Law. McCarthy puts his support behind Elizabeth Warren.
I'm an immigration attorney, and I think a lot of the things that her plan covers are overlooked by a lot of candidates, like things like certain types of visas, because it's easy for people to say, we'll give a path of citizenship for dreamers and all of that. And that's absolutely important, but it seems to me like she and her staff have done more of the work and that it would be a better day one, potentially.
Steve Wallace is a precinct captain for Amy Klobuchar and has been backing her for 35 years. He says he loves her drive for public service.
She does this because she wants to help the most number of people, and she's won her state by 20 percentage points, often in the 60 percentage points, and that's kind of unheard of in this day and age.
Maz Ahmed was one of the organizers of the Satellite Caucus. He said he was happy with the turnout, even though fewer than 10 Iowans were there to participate.
Well, everything counts, and every piece builds towards the greater good. I ended up voting for Bernie Sanders. He is the only candidate who stands for every single individual in this nation.
Ahmed noted that the number of observers far exceeded participants. The observers appeared engaged and seemed to appreciate the chance to watch a part of the election process in action. Olivia Richardson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.